kind of get the point of this one. This is Bay of Pigs by Los Nitros. We heard Bay of Pigs by Desdemona. This kind of, when you think about the Bay of Pigs thing, just another really crazy thing this country did. Bay of Pigs going into Cuba, trying to get rid of Castro, and all it did was make him like look like some kind of national hero. Kind of backfired. You know, this we're just not that good. War is just not good at it. We're just not that good at it. We do a lot of it. We're just not that good at it. You know? So I got to tell you real quick. I forgot to tell you. We did a whole section of Three Little Pigs. Just, you know, more insightful knowledge for you. It's from an old folk tale from the 1800s about three little pixies and the fox. So, yeah. So that I think that's kind of interesting to know that was adapted into Three Little Pigs. Just goes to show it's kind of like the Bible. You know, they take all these stories and they just make them something else. You know, if you look at, like, there's like 26 different stories about, like, oh, and then this guy came down and he helped everybody out, and then they killed him because, and then he came back to life later on, and then he sent it up into the sky. The end. There's like 26 dudes that did that. You know, or they say that did that. And that sounds kind of alien to me. That's another alien thing, you know? Pulled up in the sky. It's like E.T. Maybe E.T. was kind of like that. Yeah? E.T. came down and he was like and then they try and kill E.T.? Yeah. Wow. I didn't ever really realize the E.T. Jesus connection. And then they take up to the sky to his dad. I'll be damned. Oops. Probably will. Zombo in thine brain. And you're listening to 88.3 right here in the Pigsburg. That's right, Pigsburg. Today is all songs about pigs because it is the second deadly sin, gluttony. And what better way to personify gluttony is with the P-I-G. They're bad PR. They tried to make pigs cool, like not that long ago. Like, hey, bacon, everybody. Bacon's really cool. But yeah, it's like you're eating it. It's not really making the pig cool. They're just killing more pigs. And, you know. And, I don't like pork by any stretch of the imagination. But I do love me some burnt up bacon. Bacon has to be, like, burnt almost to, like, a crisp. And that's the only thing. And then, man, I don't know. I just feel weird eating pork chops and lamb chops. Pigs and lambs, I feel weird about eating. Cow, chicken, turkey. Oh man, I hate to be like an animal racist, but there's some animals I just think are more delicious than others. You know, so I'm like, oh man, and you feel bad. They show all these pictures of like, look at all these. Oh man, the ones that really are heartbreaking is, oh man, people eat veal. What they do to veal? We're just horrible people. We're just a horrible species. Just face the fact. We're animals. We're rotten, stinking, no good animals. But we're here for a party. And we're having fun. Something right in your brain. And, oh, man, 45 minutes to go. And there is a show after me now. There was a show after me last week. And I'm not a big fan of shows that follow this show. Because I like to be able to sign off, hang out, and then I got to watch the last thing I play because somebody's in the studio with me. And I can't be all like, hey, everybody, in your brain. Because there's this like student standing next to me just thinks I'm just out of my freaking mind, which I am, but they don't need to know that. That's the thing. Usually, there's no student that ever followed me. It was like, hey, your show's interesting. It's like, no, man, this old dude's scaring me, man. I got to finish my education because I don't want to end up like that. I think that's how they say it. This guy's an example. This guy's an example of when you drop out of college. When you drop out of college, this is what you get. You get some rant and raving maniac playing silly tunes on the radio, hypnotizing his audience. Yeah, man. That's what it's all about. I should tell you one more thing, and then we're going to do the pig. All right? Let's see here. Oh, man. Is credit card debt making it difficult for you to pay your rent or your mortgage? Don't pay either, man. Home insecurity is often an unintended consequence, and your inability, oh, this is so sad. You know, there's so many people with so much money, and you got to worry about paying some credit card just because you bought like too many lattes or your student loan that you got tricked into because you think you were going to be getting that good paying job, or medical debt just because you happened to get sick, because people are humans and bodies do fall apart after a certain amount of time. It's a losing game, man. This is worse than going to the casino. Doggone it. But there is a nonprofit credit counselor who can avoid the reduce of risk of eviction and foreclosure. And tackling that debt for good. They will send you to outer space. That is correct. Where we can colonize a new planet where debt does not exist. Oh, does that sound beautiful? Get on the spaceship, the nonprofit credit counseling, NFCC.org Express. Straight to another dimension on another planet where debt does not exist. Oh, or you can just live in your dreams. That's easy. That's easy. Don't wait. Take the first step to a brighter future. Go to sleep. Go to sleep and dream. Who knows what the real reality is? Who knows if your dreams aren't the real thing? And this stuff during the waking hours is actually a crazy dream, because neither of them make a lot of sense. It says with dreams, it's always something different. That's always the nice thing about dreams. It's always something different. It's like a different reality. It's like a different thing. It's like you're a different person. And there's like, wow, I haven't seen that guy in like 100 years. My God, I'm 100 years old. Yikes. How did that happen? Needless to say, take a nap. Feeling kind of down, take a nap. Owe a lot of money, take a nap. Depressed, take a nap. Happy, take a nap. Always good for a nap. Which is going to cover sloth in a couple weeks. Next week is going to be Massive Music Weekend, a gluttony of music, a glut of music. It's going to be 60 hours of all us DJs coming in and playing our favorite stuff. And I will be in at 10 o'clock doing the what I call the pre-show, which is four half-hour segments of probably going to be like Gentle Giant. Maybe we'll see what they pick, what I pick. Because the ones I picked for the regular station, I picked Morphine, the band the OCs, Robert Wyatt, Felt. So those things. So any of those they don't pick, I'll probably use. But it's Massive Music Weekend, playing half-hour blocks of our favorite artists. And so there you go with that. And you want for more? So this next section is doing the pig. Oh, yeah. Do the pig. Rod Keith, Zombo in your brain.
Come on, baby. Come on and do the pig. Come on, baby, the pig you really dig. You put your hands on your hips, let your backbone shake. Come on, do the pig, you say it's really great. Come on, everybody. The pig you really dig.
There we go. Another fantastic request. That was from the Melnick. And that was Pig Bag doing Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag. My Pig Bag. Yes. And we did the pig three different times. Do the pig with the Mercendal Blue Tones. Do the pig, the Neanderthals. And do the pig, Rod Keith. Zombo in your brain, look at that. A half an hour to go. And we are just wallowing in this lovely musical goo. Today is all songs about gluttony and being pigs. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Maybe the next section of human beings will be like from pigs. Because they said, well, we come from, what was that? Chimps. That's right, chimps and apes. Maybe the next time around, I think the only thing that's going to be left when we're done with this planet are going to be rats, cockroaches, and lantern flies. That's pretty much about it. You know, rats, cockroaches, and then lantern flies. So there you go. Go figure. Okay. There, okay. Next. Next species, you're up. Let's see what you can do. But a species from pigs, I think that's kind of doomed from the get-go. Yeah. They say they're really smart. They say, like, that's got to be rough, being really, like, if you're smart like a dolphin or smart like a pig, and you see what's going on, and you can kind of understand what's happening. That's gotta be really frustrating. You know? It's like, you know, when you see something, you can't do anything. It's like, wow, hey, doesn't that sound familiar? You see all this horrible stuff and you can't do anything about it. Huh. The irony. Well, whatever. Prop your toe bones up and dig this. This is a natural antidepressant Cincinnati dancing pig.
Cincinnati dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Big. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball, but until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am, Cincinnati's dancing pig, with his riggity jig 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 jig. Well, look at him dance. Well, look at those shoes. Genuine pigskin. Hey, look out. Dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Big. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his bucket wing. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball, but until you've seen this remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am, Cincinnati's dancing pig, with his riggity, with his jiggity, jig, jig, jig.
Oh, 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 oh.
We're out in the country on a hunting spree. A big wild hog got an alpha meat. But when he went, whoa, 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 thought that was up and under wild hog pop. Down to the broad path, I was going so fast, I never even got one for it. I was getting so bad, I thought my gun was just a little too much. You never got to dream that old hog kept right out of the wild hog pop. And boy, did I know why what happened to me next, the good Lord only. Well, I come to a creek and it was covered with law.
did it deep on mine. I done the wild hog hop. I tried to give up. Well, he went, whoa, whoa. Lord, that was enough. Well, I hit the trail in the way of love. I was putting them down and picking them up. And with every breath, taking that out of the wheel. A bite and a chomp at my heels. I done the wild hog hop. I was out of breath. I never doubt you to be. Well, I hit the trail.
tell you that girl's acting mighty strange. It seems all her features been rearranged. She ain't got her hair left upon her head. It seems a screw's got a double thread. Instead of hand, she got monkey paws. I tell you, man, she's breaking all of nature's laws. And what's more, look, she got a hog's jaw. Well, I tell you, every screw in her head is loose. She's barking like a cockerel, a dog and like a goose. She got a fist full of nails, a mouth full of lead. She's speaking in tongues, her eyes streaming red. Well, such a melody must have a cause. I tell you, man, she's breaking all of nature's laws. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. You ain't looking right. Speak up! You're talking gobbledygook. Well, I tell you, of her nose, there is no trace. She got a little sister growing there in its place. Tiny hands and a pretty face, just the type of girl who could replace a screaming sister on all fours. I'm gonna lock that woman out of doors. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. Ah! Get out of it! Keep off the law! You ain't safe. Take those worms out of your mouth. Show some remorse. What's wrong with you, woman?
Headcoats. The headcoats. Channeling some Screamin' Jay there, the headcoats, with Hog's Jaw. Before that, we heard War Hog by a band called Christmas, and Christmas went on to become Combustible Edison. So yeah, that was actually, they were the thing for a minute. But Christmas was a really good band, War Hog. Before that, I'm a Hog for Ya by the Groupies, and I don't know, did I miss something? I miss something. What did I miss? Did I miss something? Let me see here. I want to be accurate here. Cincinnati Dancing Pig. How could I forget that? Yes, Cincinnati Dancing Pig is what we started off with. I don't know who did it. That was just on a tape somebody gave me years ago. People just sent me cassettes. And one guy sent me a cassette and said, "What is it?" And it was all these really crazy, this is like 1990, all this crazy stuff. And I, you know, saved the tape. You know, and then, transferred it and, you know, did my best to keep it alive. I do not know who did that version of Cincinnati Dancing Pig. There's some other versions of it, but that one's my favorite right there. Wow, 15 minutes, and we're just hogging through all of this, man. Zombo, in your brain. Next week is going to be Massive Music Weekend. I'm going to start at 10 o'clock and play four of my favorite bands each for a half hour. It'll be fun. Hang in there. And then Massive Music Weekend will start at noon. And that goes till Sunday at, I think, midnight. And it's all the WRCT DJs coming in here playing all our favorite music like I don't. How that's different from any other show is that they're half-hour blocks. And, you know, I don't have to read any of these PSAs or show things. But I should tell you about the show. There's a show on after me now. I'll see if I can find it. What's it called? It's called the. Where is it at? I thought it was. Whatever. I think it's Is it Radio? I think it is it radio. I think is it. I think that's. Is that it? Is it it? Yeah, it's Is It Radio. Essential and unessential pop music. That's at 1 o'clock on Friday. Let's see if he shows up. You know, usually they last, the student DJs last, oh, I'd say 2-3 weeks before they get a good old whiff of Zombo following that show. And they figured, you know what? I better tend to my studies. I better tend to my studies. There's a guy in this studio before me. I got to tell you, something ain't right with that guy. And I think he's one of those guys that he has to, you know, there's a bunch of, what do they call the PDFs on the guy? There's a bunch of PDFs on the guy, you know, all kinds of PDFs. Oh, got a phone call. So this is hilarious. So I got a phone call. And who is it from? Why, it's from Sweetwater Music. Have you ever bought anything from Sweetwater Music? It's an online thing and they sell musical stuff. Like, I bought, like, a cable from these guys 3 years ago. You know, they had a thing called the dumb sale or the stupidest sale. And it was like, wow, they had cables for, like, $5. So I bought some cables. Guy still calling me. Hey, how's that cable working out for you? Could you use anything else? I bought a $5 cable from you 3 years ago. I think they hire stalkers. I think they hire stalkers at Sweetwater. Because these guys don't give up. It's really bad. You know what it's like? It's like Glengarry Glen Ross of music. You need to be closing them deals. Yeah, I saw. I need the good leads. I just got this guy who bought a $5 cable three years ago. You think he's a good lead? He's not a good lead. He's not a good lead. So that's the thing. They should actually have some kind of thing. Put some hidden cameras in the call center of Sweetwater, because it's got to be like Glengarry Glen Ross. Where these are desperate guys trying to sell stuff, and they're like, "Super. Hey, how's it doing? How's it doing, Zom? How's it doing, Zombo? How's that cable? That cable good? Can you use anything for go of that cable?" It really is sad. The sad things people have to do to make a living, like what you guys are doing. It's sad. You know, because basically work is prostitution. If you're not going to do it for free, if you're not doing it for free and you're getting paid for it, I'm sorry. What kind of legalized prostitution there? Just saying. Oh, boy, if this doesn't cheer you up, I don't know what will. And nothing will. Piggly Wiggly by the Basin Street Washboard Band. A little nice and crunchy. Thank you. right, you get the idea with this instrumental called Pig Knuckles. Zombo in your brain. RCT, that is. Next week will be Massive Music Weekend. I got 9 minutes to go. Let's see what else we can do here. This is Piggy Boogie, Wiggy Boogie. I don't know, this ain't gonna last either. Oh, this is electronic? The Zeet Band with Piggy Woogie. So you get the idea on this one, too. That sounds like a bad video game. You guys ready to lose it? Yeah, we're gonna lose it. Here's Pig Snoots by the Natural Bridge Band.
Cute pope sure is good pope. Cute pope sure.
Oh yeah, Pig Snoots. I like this.
Cute pope sure is good pope.
Yep.
Cute pope sure is good pope.
Yep. Snoots, give me some feet. Heard about the party, you know how we talk. Can't get a ride, can't got a walk. Ain't got no sandals, put on my boots. Come all the way across town, give me some snoots.
That's all, folks.
All right, got one more tune to go before we're out of here. This is Radio's up.